We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. Hello guys, and welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and I have like an existential crisis going on that I just need to talk about. Maybe I'm alone in this. Maybe I am really going to relate to you in this, or maybe you're just going to get entertainment out of me having an existential crisis on the internet, but either way, enjoy. Happy Monday, guys. Happy Monday after Thanksgiving. I hope everyone had an amazing Thanksgiving. I'm actually recording this on Tuesday, the 22nd, so Thanksgiving is for me when I'm recording this in 2 days. So I've yet to have it. So I will recap my Thanksgiving in next week's episode. But I'm hosting it this year. So as soon as I'm done recording this episode, I'm actually going to head out to the grocery store with my mom and get some like final touches, getting some more of the food, getting some decor, all the prep, all that sort of stuff. And then tomorrow on Wednesday is the prep day. So lots of cooking. I'm very excited and I'm having a lot of fun doing it so far. I'll let you guys know if I still feel that way after next week, but as of now, I'm really enjoying the whole process of it. So yeah, I hope you guys had an amazing Thanksgiving. I can't wait to hear all about it. And what else? This past weekend, I put up my tree. I built some furniture around the house for Thanksgiving. I did a little bit of decor shopping. I did like all the things. Growing up, like we used to never put our tree up before Thanksgiving. It was just unheard of. So I put my tree up before Thanksgiving this year and I sent it to my parents and I was like, look, my tree's up. And they're like, oh my God, it's way too early. And I was like, you know what? My house, my rules. And they really got a kick out of that because, you know, growing up, like how many times did our parents say to us, like, when you're under my house, it's my rules. So now it's, I'm in my own house and I'm going to do my own rules and I'm going to put my tree up whenever I want to put up my tree. So that was really fun. But I think the biggest part of this past weekend is that the Manifest Planner is live on sale. Now, like I said, because I'm recording this before the planners actually launch, because they launch on Friday the 25th and I'm recording this on Tuesday the 22nd, I am not sure what quantities are left of the physical planner, but here's what I can assure you. Number one, If there are no more physical quantities left and all the hard copies are sold out, I have already reordered more. So more will be coming and I will keep you guys updated ASAP on that release. And the second thing that I can assure you of is that the digital copies are still available because they never run out of quantities. So the digital copies and the physical copies can be purchased on themanifestplanner.com, which is my brand new website. You can buy both the physical and digital on themanifestplanner.com. You can also buy the digital on my Etsy shop, which is etsy.com/shop/themanifestplanner. And that is where you can get that as well. So thank you guys for shopping the Manifest Planner and purchasing the Manifest Planner. If you're new here and this is your first time listening to Manifest with Tori DeSimone, welcome. My name is Tori. In addition to being podcast host, I recently created a planner. I released a digital copy in August of 2022, and now for 2023, I released 4 digital copies and 1 hardcover copy that is 6 months and undated of pure manifestation goodness in the format of a planner. So I hope you guys got your hands on it. If you did, I will come back next week with like updates on how the launch went, and hopefully it went smoothly. I'm like crossing my fingers that it went very smoothly. But yeah, everything looks good on my end. I'm ready for launch. So I hope you guys are too. Okay, let's get into this like crisis that I've been having. Crisis is so dramatic of me. It's not a crisis, okay? It's just a thought that I'm having. And it's a thought that is still in progress, meaning I have no conclusion to this thought yet. So maybe this is a very premature episode, but life is a bunch of commas, you know, like it's not always a period. It's not always done. It's not always like, it's not always finished. And that's where I'm at. I'm still working through this one thought that I have. And I think it's something that you guys can relate to. At least one of you out there can relate to. And maybe through listening to this, you might feel very validated and heard and understood. And if just one of you feel that way, then I know that I'm talking to the right people. If not, you can sit back and relax and enjoy me going through something. So lately, when I say lately, I'm really talking about the last like 2 years. And it's crazy because to me, there's like pre-COVID, COVID, and post-COVID. And COVID has lasted like what felt like 2 years. And now being on the other end of quote unquote post-COVID, I mean, COVID was almost 3 years ago. Like, let's not forget that. Like, March of 2020 is almost 3 years ago. That is crazy. So lately I've just been feeling lost within, but not in a dramatic way and not in a way that like is looking for sympathy or for pity. It's just like, you just go through this stuff in your 20s. You know what I mean? So the question that I keep coming back to is like, who am I? And this happens a lot because when I meet new people and they're like, oh, what do you do? I literally never know what to say because I have like 5 different answers. I own studios. I now launched a planner company. I do like social media work. And while they're all very valid answers, I just never have any idea what to say. So, and I think a lot of people tend to identify themselves in their career. So when people are like, oh, what do? You can say like, I'm an accountant or I'm a student or I'm this, I'm that. And I've always kind of felt like I don't have like a box to kind of put myself into, which is fine. But it does kind of give you like an existential and external identity crisis every time someone says, what do? Because I literally am like, a million things. Like, I don't know. What do? And then I just like to turn the conversation back on them. So that's one of the problems. It's not even a problem. It's just an identity crisis. And then to get like a layer deeper on that, if I were to take away the idea of what I do as a profession to define who I am, I would be even more lost. And then to take away labels that we tend to put on ourselves, like I'm a mother, I'm a student, I'm a wife, I'm a girlfriend, I'm a insert label here. You know what I mean? Like, we tend to label ourselves. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me, because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, sterilite therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer, and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up, and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly, and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good, and I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. So I kind of feel lost in this identity of like, who am I? Because like, I don't know. And I've been blaming a lot of things in my life on COVID for the last two, now almost 3 years. COVID like shook the room, like for real. Like it really did strip me and so many other people of our identities, of our daily routines, and of like life as we know it. And I've really been blaming COVID a lot for a lot of things that are going on in my life that I no longer do, such as like not getting ready anymore, staying home more, not working out as much, business hardships, business adjustments, like all this stuff. It's really easy to point fingers and be like, oh, COVID, you know, it's a very easy out. And while COVID definitely changed the world and changed my world, I'm definitely ready to move on from pointing my finger at COVID and being like, you're the reason that I'm not da-da-da anymore. And I'm just ready to like shift that narrative, and I'm really ready to start doing some inner work to really kind of answer the question like, okay, who am I? Let me tell you guys a story. So yesterday I was at the gym, and I've been trying to get back into a good morning routine. And I need to remember this. A morning routine does not need to start at 5 a.m. to be successful. It's very drilled into us that the quote unquote successful people of life have a morning routine that starts at 5 a.m., 4 a.m., 3:30 a.m., like crazy early times in the day. And I used to contribute to this narrative as well. Like, it's very much so part of the whole hustle culture. It's very much so like, oh, well, Bill Gates starts his day at 5 a.m. So like, here's what I'm going to do too. It's just very much so like, if you want to be successful, you do what successful people do. And successful people tend to wake up at 5 a.m. and start their day at 5 a.m. I mean, we can see this repeated over and over again, even like my own words, like go back to 2019 episodes of me. And I'm like, wake up at 5 a.m. It's the best. It's just how I was and how the world was. But I was recently listening to the Toast. I always want to say the Morning Toast. I was listening to the Toast, and Claudia was talking about how she wakes up like every day at 9 a.m. And that like shook me, because she is very successful in her job and in her career, and she wakes up at 9 a.m. So what I'm getting at is that everything is a perception. Waking up at 5 a.m. is a perception of success when the two don't necessarily correlate. Like, when I wake up at 5 a.m., there's a 50-50 chance that I'm going to have a great day and I'm going to feel energized all day. But then there's another 50% chance that I'm going to feel great in the morning, and then come 11 a.m. until like 4 p.m., I'm a zombie and I'm walking around and I'm literally crashing all day. But when I sleep in a little bit, I'm talking like 7 or 8, I tend to feel very well rested throughout the entire day, but then I tend to throw away a whole morning routine. So do you kind of see where I'm at? Like, I'm at this crossroads of like, I need to get out of my head that a good morning routine starts at 5 a.m. and that you can have a morning routine past 7 a.m. Like, it's crazy that I'm even saying this out loud, because it's like, well, duh, Tori, but like, you don't get it. Like, this is me rewiring my brain. Okay. So I've been trying to get into a good morning routine, one that is consistent, one that is sustainable, one that hits all the things that I want in my morning, and one that I can get enough sleep in and just like not be a zombie during the entire day. So yesterday, for example, yesterday was a Monday. I had the intention of waking up at 5 a.m., doing my whole morning routine, which consisted of reading and meditating and journaling. And like, this was my staple morning routine back in 2019. Like, I have YouTube videos about it. And I remember like this morning routine so well because I will go back and watch this video and be like, okay, this is what I did. And then I'll try and recreate it. So Sunday night, I go to bed at like 9:30. I put on sleep music. I like read my book, but I'm just like wired, you know, like I'm not falling asleep. And then my boyfriend decides to start a load of laundry at 11 p.m. so freaking loud, wakes me up, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm trying to go to bed early and he's starting a little laundry at 11 p.m. Like, okay. And then he comes into the bedroom at like midnight after playing Call of Duty. I'm like, oh my freaking God. Like, I now only have 5 hours of sleep. I was, this is just like the epitome of my life. So, no, it's not. It was a one-off time. But anyway, you know what I mean? Like, when you have a plan and then things don't go to plan, you would like, it's the end of the world. It's the end of the world. So one thing led to another, and I woke up on Friday morning or Monday morning, yesterday morning at 5 a.m., not feeling it. And I was like, you know what? All these like frilly things that I wanted to do at 5 in the morning, like read a book, like I can do it at 7 a.m. Like, the world will keep turning if I read a book at 7 a.m. instead of 5 a.m. Like, no one has to know. So I slept through my alarms, and this really got me annoyed, because to me, I think pre-COVID, I would have like never done that. And maybe this is me idolizing a past version of myself and thinking that I would have never done this, when in reality, this version of myself and these times that I'm like idolizing, I'm sure this happened all the time where I was snoozing my alarm and like sleeping in and not doing my quote unquote 5 a.m. morning routine. But I'm just choosing to remember the good parts of things, which I think a lot of us do. We tend to remember the good parts of things. That's why, you know, whenever we think about like an ex or we want to get back with someone, we're always like, oh, it wasn't that bad. Even if it was like a bad relationship that you shouldn't be getting back into, we want to remember the good. So maybe that's what this was when I got annoyed that I didn't wake up at 5 a.m. and woke up at 7 a.m. instead. Nonetheless, I felt like it was so much easier for me to wake up pre-COVID than it is for me now. And like that really got to me yesterday. So after sleeping for 2 more hours, I woke up at 7 a.m. This is literally me being so dramatic saying like, oh my God, I woke up at 7 a.m. Not even late. It just wasn't 5 a.m. But I had to literally convince myself when I woke up that I had the whole day ahead of me, that I was not behind in the day, and that I still am very deserving of a morning routine. So I went to the gym. And I wanted to be at the gym by like 6, but I literally got to the gym at 8 because I woke up at 7. So I ended up waking up, going to the gym, and getting there around 8 o'clock, and I walked on the treadmill. Now, before COVID, I used to lift all the time, and I really want to start getting back into lifting for the strength training reasons of it and like getting stronger bones and all these sorts of reasons, not for aesthetic reasons, but really for the health benefits of strength training. So I haven't lifted in like, you know, been on like a consistent lift schedule for like 2.5 years. So I made what I call a hot girl lift. Okay. And I can share this if you guys want, but it's just a series of really non-intimidating lifts that use like machines and not free weights, so I don't have to like go into what I call the meathead section of the gym where like all the guys are that like wear the little tank tops and their nipples are out and they're like hyped up on creatine and protein powder. Like it's a very scary territory for me to walk into, so I try to avoid that whenever I can. So this hot girl lift, it's like very non-intimidating lifts that uses a lot of machines, much less free weights, and it's just a really great like introduction for me to get back into lifting. So I did 12 through 30. I actually ended up doing 7 3:30 because 12 just felt like a little too much on an incline. So I did 7. Did for 30 minutes, felt great, had an amazing walk, and then I get off to go start my hot girl lift. And I walk over to start my lifts, and the first machine that I wanted to go on was occupied. So then I'm like, all right, let me look what I have to do next. So then I went down to the next one on my list and I walked over to that machine, occupied. And then all it took was for me to see that two of my machines that I wanted to do were occupied. And then I immediately started feeling like I was just taking up space in the gym. I got really insecure and I was like, well, now I look like an idiot looking like I'm walking around aimlessly in the gym, like I don't know what to do. And I just started to feel really, really insecure and really like in everyone's way. And I just started to feel like everyone else around me knew what they were doing and I didn't. And that I was disrupting everyone else's workout and that I just like didn't really deserve to be in the gym because they clearly lift every day and I'm just getting back into lifting and now I'm annoying and I'm walking around the gym aimlessly like a loser that doesn't know what to do. So I got very in my head and I was like, I'm just going to go downstairs and sauna. Like I walked, I had a great walk, I feel really good about it. But now I'm just going to go downstairs in the sauna. Pre-COVID, I don't think I ever really felt like this. And again, that could just be me remembering good times. But I really don't remember feeling like I didn't deserve to be in the gym as the next person next to me deserved to be there more than I did. You know what I mean? I also never really felt like I was walking around aimlessly. Like I definitely remember feeling insecure at times at the gym and uncomfortable at times at the gym, but never to the point where I was like, I'm just gonna like leave. You know what I mean? And like yesterday I was like, I'm just gonna leave. So that kind of got to me too. So as soon as I got in the sauna, what I like to do is journal in the sauna. So I brought in my journal, and as I wrote out my journal, I immediately wrote down the first sentence was, I feel so disconnected with myself. And this was on top of a bunch of things like snoozing my alarm, going to the gym late, not finishing a lift. Like those three things all compiled to me writing that sentence that I felt so disconnected with myself. But the version of myself that I was referring to was a version of myself that was 3 years ago. It was a pre-COVID version of myself because I'm kind of getting into like an old routine and old habit. So I feel like I should just pick up right where I left off. So I wrote down that I felt very disconnected with myself and that I used to be able to like sit down and write affirmations each day that were based off of goals. And now I feel like I have no ideas what goals I'm reaching for in my life, that I have no idea what affirmations I needed to be writing down. I had no idea what to be writing for gratitude and stuff like that. And that's why I'm like so glad for the Manifest Planner, because it really guides you. So if you feel like that, it's an easy way to guide you for everyday manifestations and gratitude and stuff like that. But this was just like a free float journal that just had lines on it, and like it's a blank notebook, so I'm just like writing passages in it. So then after all this, I started to write that I needed to get back to my roots. And then the next sentence I wrote was, what are my roots? And then that's like when the spiral kind of began. So since COVID, I feel as though I've been so disaligned with myself. Meaning like I don't get ready when I used to get ready every single day. I don't work out when I feel like I used to always be working out. I don't wake up early when I used to always wake up early. I don't eat as healthy as I used to. I don't go to the grocery store like I used to. I literally Instacart everything nowadays. I don't leave the house as much as I used to. I don't socialize like I used to. Like I used to go to bars and I used to go out. Like I just don't really do that stuff anymore. And there's some things to be said about all of these. Number one, this was 3 years ago, okay? Like I'm thinking of the holidays of 2019. Like that was truly 3 years ago. So inevitably people are going to change over the course of 3 years. But because of COVID, it feels like there should just be a pause in time. Like COVID wasn't real and that time didn't like count. So now that life is quote unquote normal, I should just kind of pick up right where I left off, meaning pre-COVID. And that is something that I kind of struggle with because COVID did happen. It was a life-altering event and the world is inevitably different because of it. And not only that, it's also 3 years later. Like in 2019, 3 years prior to that was 2016. Like I was a totally different person in 2019 than I was 2016. So now with it being 3 years later from 2019, I'm a totally different person in 2022 than I am 2019. But because of COVID, which felt like a time that was not real, I feel like I should be just picking up right where I left off, which is in 2019. I hope this all makes sense. To me, that made perfect sense. So that's one thing to keep in mind. Second thing to keep in mind is that I'm in a relationship now. And at the time when I used to like get ready every day, work out, wake up early, do all these sorts of things, like I was single at the time. So there's definitely an adjustment for sure with being single and being in a relationship. And that's just something that I also need to remember. And I'm happy to do an episode about like independence while being in a relationship if that's something you guys are interested in, because I feel like I do a great job at that now when I used to not in the past. And the third thing I want to keep in mind is that I'm really idolizing certain things that I used to do, such as eat healthy. But if we all remember when I was like, quote unquote, eating healthy and quote unquote, working out a lot, I was also really struggling with like binge eating and relationships with food and stuff like that. And now I don't have any of that struggle whatsoever. I eat whatever I want. I work out however I want. You know, I just live a very balanced lifestyle without trying to, and I'm at like a very comfortable weight for my body. So yeah, I mean, it's easy to idolize things like eating healthy and working out, but let's also remember that like I was also kind of miserable during that time. So what I'm getting at is that when I was journaling, the question kept coming back to what do I like to do and who am I? And while I don't think like right now I can sit here and answer who I am considering I had this identity crisis yesterday, I also don't know if I'll ever be able to answer who am I, because I feel like that's a lifelong journey and that's the answer is going to constantly change because we as humans constantly grow and evolve. And I can tell you that after this journal session, I had a really, really great day. So in the sauna, I wrote down, what do I like to do? And I answered it. And I answered it in the present tense with, what do I truly like to do? Not like, what do I think I like to do? Or what do I want to like to do? But like, what do I truly like to do? Like, what does Tori today like to do? And some of my answers were surprising because I'm not currently doing the things that I like to do. So here were some of my answers. Number one was have a morning routine. I really like having a morning routine, but I feel like I don't have a morning routine that I do every day right now. The second thing was I really like doing my makeup, which I don't do my makeup nowadays. You know what I mean? Like, it's very rare for me to do my makeup because my mentality is like, what's the point? You stay at home. Or like, what's the point? No one's going to see you. Or like, what's the point? You just have to wash off at the end of the day. Like, that's why I don't do my makeup. But I like doing my makeup, even though I don't do it. Another thing I like doing is cooking. I like perusing the grocery store, which is another thing that I rarely do nowadays because I just Instacart everything. But I really like going and just like going up and down the aisles and seeing what's there. I really like going out to dinner. I like seeing friends. And I wrote in parentheses, close friends, okay? Because sometimes when I see friends that are, I guess surface level is like the best way to put it, in a very kind way, it can be sort of draining, but seeing like close friends is very fulfilling and very soul feeding for me. So I love seeing very close friends. And I like working out. And again, like that's something that I feel out of touch with lately, but it's something that I like doing. Those were just like to name a couple of the things that I wrote down. Now, I'm not really sure where I'm going with all of this, but I can't imagine that I'm like really alone in this thought. And COVID really shook the world and I'm feeling the repercussions of that. And I'm kind of like relearning who I am post COVID when it's 3 years later, yet it feels like 2019 all at the same time. So in essence, after this journal entry, I'm choosing to do one thing every single day that feels authentic to me and who I am today so that I can create a new narrative of, well, this is 2022 Tori, or this is 2023 Tori, or this is just who I am authentically today. So an example of doing one thing every day for myself was yesterday I went to the gym at 8 a.m., which, hello, like that was awesome. I also started work at 10:30 a.m. yesterday, which like I would have never done that, especially on a Monday. Like, oh my God, like the guilt that I used to feel of not starting work at like 9 a.m. on a Monday, 8 a.m. on a Monday was like crazy. And I mean, it took work. I had to keep telling myself all day and all morning, like, you are allowed to do this. Like, you can start work at 10:30 a.m. You have all day to work. But it felt really good. And like, that felt very authentic to me yesterday. Also yesterday after the gym, I went to go get a matcha and I just perused the grocery store on a Monday morning because it made me feel very connected to myself. Today, the one thing I'm going to be doing that's authentic is I'm going to put makeup on to run errands. Okay. I'm very excited to do that. And who knows like what tomorrow's thing for me will be. Maybe it's like I go get a blowout, or maybe it's I'll be waking up at 8 a.m. or maybe it's I'm going to go for a walk when I first wake up. Like, who knows? But all I know is that I'm going to do one thing every day that feels authentic to me and that feeds my soul and that I can answer like, what do I like doing? And then I do one thing that day that I like doing. So all I know is that I'm going to do one thing every day that feels authentic to who I am so I can rewrite a narrative rather than try to live an old version of myself that inevitably doesn't exist anymore because it's not 2019 anymore. It's 3 years later and the world is different. So that one day I can hopefully come back on and answer the question of who am I without labels or without adding a profession into it. And I hope this conversation is just the beginning of a deeper one that we will get into later, but for right now, this is like a conversation that's in progress with myself and one that I wanted to just bring onto the podcast and kind of discuss deeper. So I'm going to leave you guys with a quote that I love. And the quote is, "Not until we are lost do we begin to understand ourselves." So guys, that is all that I have for you today. I know that normally I try and give like tips and advice and stuff like that, but I just wanted to have this conversation today and kind of see if maybe I'm alone in this or if anyone else can kind of relate to this conversation and to this topic. And I'd love to hear your feedback on it. So thank you guys for listening. I hope you have an amazing rest of your Monday. And yeah, guys, that is all that I have for you. Be sure to shop the Manifest Planner at themanifestplanner.com. And I will talk to you guys all very soon. Bye, guys. Happy Monday.